Classic Business Philanthropy.
Well, it's time for our philanthropy feature, and joining me is Sue Wilder. She is the Managing Director and Executive Board Member at the Lunchbox Fund. Good evening, Sue, and thank you very much for joining us this evening. Give us a quick overview of hunger from a South African context.
Wow, Kobe, that's a
Is that a tough question? Are we becoming less hungry or are we becoming more hungry?
We're becoming more hungry.
Well, that's a pity.
You know, we at the moment have got one of the highest rates of unemployment that we've had in the past 11 years. Ours has reached about 26.7%. So if you think about the impact of that on, you know, every single aspect of a person's quality of life, it's quite profound. Unemployment has a devastating effect on people's ability to access hungry food. We have this incredible system of social grants to help provide relief, but despite that, child hunger is the most prevalent in the poorest households in our country.
Yeah, and I suppose unemployment just adds to that on a continuous basis.
Yeah. You know, the other aspect to it is that we need to develop a sustainable workforce so that South Africa can become independently sustainable as an inverted commas business. And how do you develop a sustainable workforce? You ensure that your workforce is educated. And how do you educate a workforce? They have to go to school. So the aspect where the schools have to be brought up to a good standard. But also the aspect that if your child is hungry, we all know the child simply cannot learn. So, you know, what we do is provide a meal into schools as an underpinning of the educational efforts of teachers, of early childhood development specialists, of, you know, a woman who's running a crèche, after school programs. And because we are an NPO, you know, a non-profit organization, what we do is we look for partners to work with that are able to help us work towards a sustainable situation so that we can start feeding the child when they really need it in the early development years, and then keep feeding them or assisting feeding them the whole way through the school process. So this is why we're very lucky in that we get to work with people like ShopRite, for example. They have a stance, their CSI focus is the relief of hunger. And they do it in a broad way, but with one focus. It's all about hunger relief. They don't add other bits and pieces into it. And for somebody like the Lunchbox Fund, who, you know, we're feeding 26,000 children a day, we need a partner that's going to stand alongside us, that understands what we're doing, and then involves us in various initiatives.
Sorry, Sue. Mm. So the lunchbox fund basically, yes, is, I mean, as I understand it correctly now, your main focus is making sure that kids at schools actually have one square meal a day. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, the National School Nutrition Program, which is run by the government, does an incredible job of reaching primary school and secondary school children. They really do. It's unparalleled what they're able to achieve. We are focusing on early child development, so, you know, on children between 2 and 6 years old, because children are presenting as school unready because they've had no childhood stimulation. You know, I met a woman who was running a primary school, and she said to me, I'm getting kids at 6 who can't catch a ball, who can't hop, who can't spell their name, who don't know the days of the week. And she was saying the reason for that is because of the fractured families and people moving away, and, you know, the effect of HIV and AIDS on our communities. Children are being left to be taken care of by elderly people or people who are looking after a number of children. So she said to me, if you guys really want to move the dial, you need to start looking at early childhood development. And that's what we're doing. The government's doing it as well with their National Integrated Plan for Early Childhood Development. So we're in the same kind of area then, and we're particularly focusing on the early years of a child.
Sue, tell me, I mean, you talk about all these initiatives, and I mean, these are all great initiatives and all doing very, 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 very good work. But I mean, what is required in order to ensure that we win the war against hunger in South Africa? Or is that a big question?
It's a beautiful question. I mean, it's the question that so many of us are looking at and are working together, you know, both in a sort of an NPO charity side and on a business side with you know, people like ShopRite, for example. We need to start at the very beginning, like I say in the song. And the very beginning is with a pregnant mother. How do we make sure she gets good nutrition, good access to care, and a safe birth? Then from there, how do we keep her healthy while she breastfeeds her child, if she can? And how do we keep that child healthy by accessing services for the child from then on through their life? Those services have to include addressing hunger and addressing good nutrition and addressing school. Because without that fundamental base, a stunted child will always be stunted. A child that has had no early childhood development preparation will not make it through school. You know, it's one of the contributing things that we see when kids fall out of school. They do it because they were ill prepared to start, and they just never catch up.
So, I mean, this building a nation thing is a lot harder than I think what most people think. Some people think you just throw money at the situation.
Yeah.
Maybe you provide some housing, you know, you provide the ability to have an education. But it's a lot more complex than that. Let's just briefly talk about ShopRite and their role and how they help the Lunchbox Fund.
ShopRite really put their money where their mouth is. I think that is the very first time. You know, they commit to something and then they stick with you and they try and include you in as many things as possible. So I'll give you a couple of examples. It's World Hunger Day on May 28th and ShopRite are going to offer their shop as an opportunity to spend an extra R5 at the till to make a R5 donation so that it can buy 2 meals into the Lunchbox Fund. All of our overheads are covered. So we can guarantee anybody who donates to us that 100% of the money that comes to us will buy meals. Our meals cost R2.50. 2 times R2.50 is R5. So, you know, step up to the till from now on, from the 28th onwards at Chosen ShopRite. Make your donation and know that you're impacting 2 children's lives on that day. Mm. The other thing they do, which is critical, is they have food gardens all over the country. So it's empowering the community by providing employment in the food garden, skills transfer, which is so essential, you know, land, all the equipment, everything they need. But then they also buy that product from the food gardens and sell it in Checkers stores. And occasionally, like last Friday, had an event all over the country where you could go into your local Checkers and there would be somebody from the food garden standing outside selling their surplus product. Then that whoever runs that food garden, it's usually an NGO, will take that money and utilize it within their initiative. So, you know, it's underpinning that as well. They also use their leftover food from their different shops and have mobile soup kitchens, which travel all over the place. And I've actually seen in action on the Cape Flats. They have a fleet of soup kitchens. But it allows them to take what they have, where they are, use it, turn it into meals, and feed immediate needs in the most vulnerable communities. And then whatever else is left, they donate to verified nonprofits. So they literally they've taken a look at their food, they've taken a look at their model, they've taken a look at what they do, and they've said, how can we best serve South Africa with what we do? And it's genius. It's so clever. They don't reinvent the wheel. They work with people that are experts in the field, and they just apply what's needed wherever.
Well, Sue, we thank you for the work that you do, and obviously for, you know, the food retailers that are involved in this fight as well. Remember that Sue Wildish is from the Lunchbox Fund. If you want to get hold of her, this is Classic Business only on Classic 102.7.